580-540-5414. You can also email Aggie at aggieholdingsllc@gmail.com. One more time, the name is Aggie Tree Service of Stonecrest, Georgia. Trust me, give them a call. You don't want to miss out on this. Aggie Tree Services of Stonecrest, Georgia. The only people you need to call.
All the time I was outside, I was creeping. It was love at first sight, girl, when you walked in. Couldn't look deep in your eyes, cause I get locked in. You was hurting deep inside and you was broken. But I was on the other side and didn't notice. Oh, I won't waste no time. I won't waste my time. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, girl, I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when DJ it comes Massive. To you. Put my pot aside, give it all to you. Put my pot aside, give it all to you. Pulling up fast for you. 2-3 bus rounds for you. All eyes on me, got me feeling like pop, but I do it all for you. Don't get caught up in them lies before you know the truth.
Beautiful.
I'll be down to risk it all leads. If you ask me to. Ain't playing with your heart, cause that's too much to lose. You putting up a wall, but you ain't bulletproof. I done got it out the mud and got nothing to prove. Tryna open up your mind to see a clearer view. All the times I made you wait for me, no. But I was on the other side and didn't notice. Oh, I won't waste no time. I won't waste my time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, girl, I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Oh, oh, I won't waste no time.
I can't deny it, I'm confessing. Every time you write it, I get gassed up. Got that kind of body I can't pass up. And you ain't with that rah-rah. Could take you anywhere.
1-2-1-2, what's going on?
Ain't giving up that nah-nah. These niggas wouldn't dare. Ooh. And girl, you know you fine. That shit ain't even.
Check 1-2-1-2, we live and direct right now.
Nah. Maybe you're my life, but I only want you. I'ma push the climb when they try to bust through. The way you move your body got me acting brand new. Tryna raise my blood, but I'm not a pyro. Maybe you're my lion, but I only want you.
Welcome to the culture show, people.
I can't let go. You hold all the strings like the pedal. Swear you could have it all if you say so. But you don't even ask for no paper. Baby girl, got a home. You be on my time on a different zone. All that body real and no silicone. And I can't even help myself when you throw it back on me. Fold you like a pretzel, I'ma make you bend over for me. Bust it like a Draco every time you get down on your knees. Been waiting on your body all day. Baby, won't you come my way? Put you on a flight, you don't need no bags. Everything's on my tab. And you ain't with that rah-rah. Could take you anywhere. Ain't giving up that nah-nah. These niggas wouldn't dare. And girl, you know you fine. That shit ain't even fair, yeah. Oh, no, no. Baby, you're my line, but I only want you. I'ma push a climb when they try to bust through. The way you move your body got me acting brand new. Tryna raise my blood, but I'm not a pyro. Baby, you're my line, but I only want you.
Sing that, Bella.
I'ma push the climb when it try to bust through. The way you move your body got me acting brand new. Tryna waste my blood, but I'm not a power.
Yo.
Maybe you're my lion, but I only want you. Troopers decline when they try to bust through. Turn around my blood, yeah. Maybe on my line, but I only want you.
Welcome. I say welcome to my life, where we party and have fun, MC Shailalu. Oh, welcome.
Listen, we starting off with a bangers. We starting off with bangers, baby. We here, baby. Let's go.
Okay, I am the one they've been talking about. Really, I'm doing things I've been dreaming about. I put on for my country, I do it no doubt. Yeah, we love the party music, getting loud. Welcome to Laku Laku, not for Blizzy, back in Fesha Lucy. Listen, let's leave happy.
Yo, shout out to Ayo, shout out to Ayo.
I say welcome to my party, yo. Some people like to sleep, some people can't lead to you. But we don't sleep over here, we get lit over here. We pop bottles over here, yeah, I love it.
That's right, let's go.
Welcome to my Laku, where we party and have fun, MC Shailalu. Oh, welcome.
Listen, we here, we live and direct, baby. I go by the name of DJ Massive, let's go.
I say welcome to my Laku, where we partying.
We are live right now on a culture day, the culture show, baby.
Welcome.
And I like who I am, let me go. Je ne gagne mon café, café. Je ne tiens mon café dans cet coup sans fête, n'a pas célébré. And I like who I can say, yeah.
Yo, should I take this to my favorite part? Hold on, I'm taking my favorite part.
Left, right, left, right.
Whoa, whoa. I do it. Listen, we live on the culture show, baby.
I say welcome
to my Laku. Listen, welcome to my Laku, baby. Welcome to the culture show, baby. DJ Massive, we got Bella, we got welcome. My brother Baba in the building. Let's go.
Left, right.
I do it.
I say welcome to my Laku, where we party and have fun, MC Shailalu. Oh, welcome.
Welcome everybody to my Laku. Welcome to the culture show. It is officially the culture day right here on Caribbean Life Radio. It's beautiful outside. I go by the name of DJ Massive. And you already know we got who in the building?
You already know yours truly. It's your girl Bella.
Listen, we got a special guest, man. My brother pulled up. He said, listen, I see what y'all got going on, man. He's my brother. He's been doing a lot of things behind the scenes, man. But every once in a while, he pops up. My brother Babas is here. What's good, bro?
What's good? It's actually a pleasure to be here, man. You know, always to rub the culture show.
Facts.
Thank you for inviting me.
Always and on Desert.
The beautiful co-host.
Yeah. Now, listen. Thank I'm the you. Co-host. Listen. I want to make this clear. I need to make this clear right now. I am the co-host. This is not my show. This is Bella's show. She is the star of this show. Listen, she's the boss lady. You feel me? But big shout out to everybody on the check-in, man. We just going to get straight to it, man. It's beautiful outside.
Isn't
you know, we
it?
Listen, a lot of people don't really know. We got Baba's pulled up with some drinks and we got our sponsors already. They gifting us drinks. Shout out to our official sponsor, Rum Punch, Red Rave, on the check-in. You know, definitely making us getting us right on the show. Bella, how that punch in? I seen you was doing a little, you did a little clip, you know what I'm saying? Like that punch was hitting. What's
One
going
thing
on?
That punch gonna do is punch you right that in your face.
Baba, she sent me. I don't know if it was the punch that was getting in her system already, man. But she was just, yo, she hit me with a little slit, and she was like, yo, man, that punch gonna punch you in your face.
I'm like, what's going on with Bella right now, man? I've yet to try it out, but you know, it seems good because she's been ready so far, though.
That punch is right. Sneak up on you and just shout out to our official sponsor right here on the culture show, Rum Punch Red Rave. Definitely punching right now. That bottle is aesthetically pleasing. You feel me? Let's put that thing up. You know, and we doing what we do here. You know, we sipping, we vibing. You know, on the culture show. It's a beautiful, beautiful day, man.
Isn't it? I stepped outside. I was like, wow, it's nice out. So
serious?
It's nice.
How you was vibing? You was vibing?
Yeah. I vibed all the way here.
Yo, Bella, what going? Every time I see you, every time you pull up, you got a whole new hairstyle. I mean, I know.
You know, I knew you was going to say that. I was like, listen, why did she say something? It's like every show is a different hairstyle. Like, if you go back, the hairstyles are never the same.
It's giving. It's definitely giving. But every time, like, the people, I feel like the people don't know you because it's like, you know, you give them a different.
It's always going to be Bella, but it's just, wow. What do you want? You
is
know?
That Big Leo? What are we talking about?
I always change it up. I don't know. It's not that I get bored. I just like to be.
So is that a Leo thing? All my Leos check in. Is that a Leo thing? Because Leos like to switch it up, you know. I know we're in Scorpio season right now, but is that a Leo thing? Because you give him big Leo energy. You always come through with big, big, big Leo energy on the show.
You already know.
What's going on? Like,
it could be Leo energy. It could be Big Bella energy. It could, you know.
Ooh, yeah, you got
it.
It's just
you see that, right? That's what she did right there. I saw what she just did. That Big Bella energy kind of is different.
Yeah.
It's definitely
it's
different.
It's definitely different.
It's definitely not everybody can handle it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that part.
And
that,
she rocked them style too, you know? She really rocked
them. I can't even go. I can't even step out with Bella sometimes because they be like, you know, these men, man. Who that? What's going on? Can I get her a drink? And this, that. Chill.
She already got rum punch, so she good.
She on that punch?
I only drink on my punch.
Ooh. Bella is in the building. We are here on the Culture Show, man. It's just vibes, man. It's so much going on. It's so much going on that we need to talk about. I don't even know if we're going to be able to fit it on this segment. But we're going to get straight into it, man.
How are y'all feeling this morning?
It's a lot of hot tea going on, man. Like, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling real great, you know, moves are being made. I'm hearing a lot of culture talk. You know, the people out here, they see what's going on. You know? Baba, tell me what you see, man, because I know we out here grinding. We working right now.
Man, there is just so much going on right now. We can't even really keep up, to be honest with you. Because exactly. this past week, it's been a hot week.
So what you been to? I know you had a couple of events. I know you was at Class. Well, what events you was hitting up?
We were at Class, and we also had that tribute from Mika Ben last weekend.
Baba's be outside.
We got to.
Nah, Baba, you got to tell the people. Nah, you can't do that. You got to tell the people exactly, like, how you be doing it. Because I don't know if you follow Baba's. Follow Baba's, by the way. If you're not following Baba's, it's @Baba's_Dizod with the D-Z-O-D at the end. Follow Dizod, my bro, Dizod. Because he be on it, yo. He be talking that talk. And Baba's, what's up, man? Like, man, I know you said something about, yo, you accepting applications right now for Thanksgiving. You know, if you want to rent a boo. You feel me? Because Baba's is single out here in these streets, and he hit the people. He was like, yo, listen, if you want a Red Bull, what's the different packages? What's the packages you got going?
I mean, I can't. They can just hit me up and, you know, just to let me know what they want exactly, and, you know, and I just give you the price.
So this custom package. Build a package.
Build a package around you. You know, so you might need to pull up to your family. You know, if you're coming from out of town through here, you know, I'll rep with you, you know.
Oh,
so, no
Baba's who Dizzle.
I'll pull up.
Baba, hold on, Baba. Talk to people. So you saying that if they want to pull up, the people want to pull up, you know, if they want to rent you, what's the process?
Yeah, I mean, if they want to bush be shown out too, you know, it'll be a bit too. So so if you want to boo, you know, to rent wherever you're going, your family, your friends, you know, I'm right here. So, you know, hit me up and we can see what we can do.
So you gonna pull up to the house?
Oh, yeah,
you're gonna take pictures. I know you said it's different package. Now, Bella, this is real. Like, you know, people
are.
No,
I believe it.
Are people applying?
People really doing this for real? Like,
yeah.
If you need to look like you're going to your Thanksgiving dinner because you've been single your whole life and you need a man, rent a Baba's.
Hold on. We gotta do it official. Hold on. We gotta do this official. So when we cut this up, you know what I'm saying? Baba's can do this. Hold on. So what we telling people, if you are looking for a boo right here, if you need a boo to go to your show, go to your family's house, go to a family outing, what else we looking for? If you
need a date, if you need somebody to accompany you to the company holiday party, to New Year's
party. Holiday parties too?
Rent a Baba's.
Yeah.
You heard that first right here on the Culture Show. Rent a Baba's.
Rent a Baba's.
Dizod.
Yeah, y'all heard the name too. I mean, we can actually do Dizod Rental.
Dizod Rental. Okay, I like Dizod that. Dizod Baba's. Anyway.
Baba's, you didn't just come up with that. You might have got an LLC.
You know, I had the idea, you know what I mean? I had the idea.
So, Babas,
he said, yeah. These are the rentals.
These
wow.
are rentals.
Wow.
You know, and you know, the end of the year party, Christmas is around the corner too.
Yo, a lot of holiday and parties going on.
And I gotta let them know, I travel too.
Oh, you
I travel
state to state.
I travel.
Wow. Bella, you got any friends that you know that looking for, you know, a boo to bring to the holiday parties, to the holiday dinners? You know, Babas is here. He's ready.
Put the word out there.
You gonna put the word out?
Yes, I'm yeah, gonna definitely put the word out.
The people heard it. You know, Dizzled Rental.
Dizzled Rental.
Yes.
Babas is here to service the community, people.
Community service.
Listen, I love it, man. So listen, there's a lot of hot topics that, you know, a lot of people been kind of, you know, hitting us up and wanting us to chop it up. And it's been kind of spicy this week. I don't know what's going on. People saying that it's a conspiracy. People saying that it's Illuminati. Like two major celebrities got hit this week with some scandals.
It's the end of the year. They hitting the end of the year with a bang. Okay.
I mean, they saying that it might be a little, you know, some type of conspiracy to it. You know, we're gonna go with the first one, as we all know. You know, Diddy, aka Love, aka Puff Daddy, aka P Diddy. You know what else? What other names we got going on?
Aka Millionaire.
Nah, he a Billy now. He Billy. He touched that B.
You know,
he left the millions alone.
Yeah, they say that's Millionaire D.
So the song is right, then the song is true with Puffy. More money, more problems with Biggie, because it seems like when he hit that Billy, you know, they just coming for him. And as y'all know,
well, you know what they say, money bring more problems. Like,
I mean,
but those be rich people problems.
Everybody,
yeah, I
kind of
want rich. I want rich people problems.
I'll take rich people problems. Rich people,
I definitely
problems
want rich people problems.
Baba,
you want rich people problems? Because
I'll take it.
Yeah, because yeah. We don't like poor activity, nah. So I'll take rich people problems.
No,
you feel me? I hire a good attorney. We be all right. Yeah. Nah, so
we'll just hit him with a Diddy and settle.
Yo, bro. Ooh, hit him with the Diddy and settle. You coming with some bars today. Yo, Bella got bars today. Seriously, speaking. So those that don't know, Diddy and his former ex Cassie. I mean, that's crazy because that was his like boo, like a long time.
Yeah. They were rocking out for a very long time, but you know, you never know what happens behind closed doors. We just see the pretty pictures and the video.
Now I've heard stories. I know people personally close to Diddy, and I've heard some stories. But you know, we ain't here to air out nobody. Mm. You feel me? At least we're not getting paid to.
In the house.
So it's been hitting the tabloids. You know, Diddy and Cassie. Cassie has made some allegations that you know, that she is filing a lawsuit against the former rapper, producer, entrepreneur Puff Daddy. She used the word rape
and abuse.
And abuse,
which is big.
Which is big because it's like, I'm gonna call it cap. Yeah, we starting off on that energy. I'm gonna call it cap because it's like, you was in that relationship. Why you ain't called abuse or called rape then?
I actually think about that too. At first, when I saw it, I mean, y'all was.
So that's happy. Always the question. So that's where the controversy comes up, where it's just like, why not say something when you're in that situation? But I guess you got to be in that situation to know whether you play to the left or play to the right. Which is like, okay, to the right is I'm. You know, I'm staying. To the left is you gotta go. You get what I'm saying?
I'm still calling it cap.
I don't know. I guess I'm.
But you know me.
I be trying not to put too much of an opinion on it, because at the same time, she's still a woman. And even if a woman says that, sometimes women do stay stupidly and, you know, naively. They stick around. However, it could be cap for sure, because there are women who cry wolf, right? So that's why it's just like, for me, I just kind of stay in between when it comes to that, because yeah, you have women who cry wolf, but then it's like, you can't really take that too lightly neither. So
now I'm gonna call a cat Cabela. You are Dade County, Florida kind of gal, you know what I mean? And I know you, I know how y'all get down. You trying to tell me,
I mean, you rate me, I'm not sticking around. Let's be real, right?
No, not even however, sticking around. Like, you want cash his fade, bro. Woman, like that part, you feel me? Not,
but see, that's what I'm saying. As a woman, you stick around with dumb stuff. We're going to catch his fade, and we're going to be fading behind closed doors when it's time to take pictures, just like Diddy and Cassie did, regardless what problems they had going on behind closed doors. They took them pictures like it was no problems. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'd be like,
I don't.
Everybody have problems.
Like on and off. You know,
right,
like most of the time.
But
like
there's always reasons behind why you're on and off. You get what I'm saying? So everybody have problems. So I don't put it past people, but am I going to be like, oh, Diddy did it? No. So for me, it's allegedly. You get what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it. And I don't pick sides.
Nah, we ain't picking no sides. I'm just going to call it cap, though, because it's like, I mean, no woman in this age going to sit. Well,
You're right.
Some women
just
make you do some crazy things.
Yeah, but
that's
not only for the woman.
All right, so this is the message. All right, we're going to do this properly. This is a message for all women that are being, you know, abused, being, you know, hurt mentally, physically, you know. Listen, speak up. All right? You know, don't sit there and let that man run you down. Don't sit there and let that man talk to you crazy. Don't sit there and let that man put hands on you, man. Women, if you are listening to this, speak up. If you are in a relationship that is not, what's the word I'm looking for? That's just basically not aligned with what y'all, you know, what you envisioned, then you need to speak up, because that's not what's up.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that message right there for sure. However, I want to say, it's easier said than done sometimes, because sometimes you have women who are in situations like that and they feel like, where else can I go? You get what I'm saying? Like, this is my end all be all. Then you applaud
the
strong
women.
What
does that mean, end all be all?
Okay, I'm going to tell you that. Then you have your strong women who leave and you applaud them type of women. But what I mean by end all be all is some women don't have that strong mindset to be like, yeah, you might think this is it. Like, this is my security. Even though he whooped my ass or whatever, like, this is security for me, right? However, it's just like putting your mind that this is rock bottom anyway. So even if you do leave, you still at rock bottom, but you can only be at rock bottom. So now it's like, push yourself up. And some women don't think that, or that they're capable of doing that, I should say. You know what I mean? Like, it's that weak mind mentality. And it's like, you don't even have to think that way because you already at rock bottom.
Yeah. What you think, Bob? What do you think, Bob?
I mean, I'll say some women feel scared.
Right.
Scared too, you know, because of what the person can come after and, you know, do to them. Most of the time, it'd be like, you know, that's been my person, and you know, he knows me in and out.
Right, right, right.
You know, he can know every move that I'm gonna do. What if I leave him right now, and you know, something happened to me later?
Right. You just never know what situation a person is in. So the control level sometimes can be like very toxic and scary. So, you know, and it's not only just women who face abuse. Men face abuse too from women. So it's just like, you know, like
there's some women out here beating on some men.
So it's just like, you never know people's situation. That's why I'd be like, oh, it's kind of hard to be like,
it's all around is hard, because it's like nobody want to sit and take abuse. But yeah, I just don't understand how you can sit and take abuse is my question.
It's all a mindset sometimes, you know? Like,
what
sometimes
sense?
You think like that's a form of love. Like, oh, he do that because he loves me.
Smack me up,
well,
he just, that's because he love me.
Some women say that, though. Yeah, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's right. But they just don't know. It's because manipulation sometimes can like really be like hold a stronger power than, especially again, when it comes to mindset. Like, if you know that's like, you got to have a strong mindset to know, like, this ain't love. But if it starts that way, then, girl, you know, that's a red flag from the jump. But if it's been peaches and cream and just so love and, like, a dream. Right. A slip up is exactly that part.
You know, I got to get a
baby, I'm sorry.
That part. You know, it's that baby, I'm sorry. Then it's just like, okay, she forgave me. She came back. Sometimes as women, what I have understood is as women, we do not understand our worth. And when we go back and we go back and we go back, we lessen our values and we lessen our worth for ourselves. And because it's like always, oh, okay, I did that. You forgave me. Okay, she gonna come back. I did that. You forgave me. She come back. So then it's just like, I mean, I know some people value you.
I know some people, some relationships, it's like, you know, we just gonna throw the hands real quick. Both parties, both men and women.
Right, duke it out, and then it's just like, if that's the type of love you like in that toxic love, you know, that's you. Like, to each his own. That's why I be like, when it comes to relationships, it's hard to, I more or less look at both sides, like, to each his own, baby. That's all I got to say.
I mean, as you said.
Listen, what's y'all thoughts, man? If you have a comment, if you have been in a relationship where you've been abused, we want to hear about it. You know, we don't need to know specifics, but we want to know how you got through it. You know, if you have anything to speak on it, please give us a call. The number is 678-661-1819. We are here on The Culture Show. We're going to be back with a couple of tracks, a couple of songs, you know. But we want to definitely get your input on things, all right? We'll be right back. Let's go.
You allegedly guilty? Have you been charged with a serious crime? Have you been arrested? Got warrants? Sleepless and worried about defending those charges? Well, it doesn't have to be that way. If you answered yes to any of these questions, you need a lawyer right away. A lawyer can stop the police from contacting you directly, defend those charges, and keep you out of jail. But you need the right team on your side. Call the Nicola Cummings Law Firm today at 470-222-2222. We only have a few slots available, so call us today. 470-222-2222. Free case evaluation. The choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
NicolaCummingsLawFirm.com. Lawrence Prescott Photography. That's the only person you need to call when you're ready to take your pictures. You want those pictures to come out right. You want those pictures to last forever. You want your best picture taken? Lawrence Prescott Photography. He does private events, in studio also, and outdoor photography if you need. Photography is what Lawrence Prescott does, and he's really good at it. Trust me. And also, when you want to get that video done, any type of videography production, he got you. He does short films, movies, any type of videos as well. Lawrence Prescott got you and anything that you really need. So make sure you give him a call. His phone number, and I'm going to say it slow for you, it's 404-218-1234. Did you get that? 404-218-1234. Lawrence Prescott Photography. Yo, my brethren, big up. Are you ready to smile? That's right, I said it. Are you ready to smile? Then contact my girl, Tika Smiles. 360 photo booth rentals, man. Capture your smile forever when you're working with Tika Smiles, man. Your next event, your anniversary, any type of private event, promotions, baby showers, corporate events, weddings, birthdays, school events, whatever you're having, contact Tika Smiles, man. That 360 photo booth rental is the thing to have at your next event. I know you said it. How do I contact Tika? The best way to contact her is her number, 678-243-0231. That's right, 678-243-0231. Or TikaFireLLC@gmail.com. Or TikaSmiles360 on Instagram. Make sure you hit up Tika Smiles when you're having your next event. If you want to smile and have a lot of fun, 360 photo booth rental by Tika Smiles, man. Make sure you hit her up, all right?
You are now rocking with DJ Massive, the Haitian Prince.
From Bamandait, Libyanka. I've been drinking more alcohol for the past 5 days. Did you check on me? Now did you look for me? I walked in the room, eyes are red, and I don't smoke banga. Did you check on me? Did you check on me? Now did you notice me? Nobody we know the paranoia. Cause I put a smile on my face, a facade you can never face. And if you don't know me well, you won't see how buried I am inside my grave. Inside my grave. People don't really know you. They don't really know you. Cause you see people they don't really know you.
That's right, we live right now on The Culture Show, baby, let's go.
I've been drinking more alcohol for the past 5 days. Did you check on me? Or did you look for me?
What up, Al? What up? I see you.
And I don't smoke banga. Did you check on me? Did you check on me? Or did you notice me? Holy Father, Holy Father, they drive on my head. Cause they make you not leave me deep. Oh, Holy Father, oh, make you drive on the star.
show, baby.
People, 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 they don't really know you. They don't really know. I've been drinking more alcohol for the past 5 days. Yeah.
Did you check on me?
Or did you look for me? I walked in the room, eyes are red.
And I do smoke banga.
Did you check on me?
Wow, we are live right now. We're live right now. Let's go. Whoa, the boss man came to suit it up.
Alcohol for the past 5 days. Did you check on me? Or did you look for me? I walked in the room, eyes are red.
Listen, that's the boss man right here. That's who cuts the checks. This is the boss man right here.
Did you check on me? Or did you
feel me? You feel me? Once again, we are live right now on the Culture Show with DJ Massive alongside Bella. We are here live and direct. What's good, people? We are back on the live. We are back on the check-in. Everybody on Instagram. What's good, y'all? Y'all good? So we've been talking about this whole Diddy and Cassie situation. You know, and for those that are like, you know, that are going through some stuff, we really wanted to kind of like touch on that. Like, what are y'all some of the things that y'all you would say that you encountered during your relationship? And have you been in a battered relationship, or have you been in an abusive relationship? And if so, why would you stay around? Why would you stick around in that relationship? Why would you stick around in an abusive relationship? So this is all out of context. This is all gearing off of the Diddy and Cassie allegations that went live in response to her saying that she has been raped and she has been abused. And I myself, I'm calling a cap, you know, because it's like, you know, why would you, you know, be in a relationship for so long? You know, their relationship was so public, and she basically called him out, you know, years later. You know, some people saying it's a shakedown. Some people saying that, hey, you know, she looking for a little bit of money. You know, I don't know what the case is. I know there was a number out there that said $30 million. Bella, did you hear about that?
I did see that one. Now, the only thing I would say as far as the money goes, it does then make it about the money because she took that settlement.
What would you say? Say that one more time.
I'm sorry. So the reason why I would say it could be about the money is because she did take that settlement.
Because basically they're saying that he settled 24, they settled bid pretty much 24 hours later.
Right, but Diddy got the power to shut stuff down.
I mean, Diddy got
true
a lot of things. He got the power to do a lot of things. So what's y'all take on it, man? We on the live, we on Instagram, those are checking in. What is y'all take on the whole Cassie and Diddy settling 24 hours later after those allegations? You feel me? Of rape, abuse, and all that, you know. And also, have y'all been in a relationship where there was probably verbal abuse, where there were physical abuse? What's y'all take on it? You know, why did y'all stick back? Why did y'all stay in the relationship? You know, I know Bella said it's harder than you think, especially if you're in a relationship and you know, these things kind of happen. You know, ladies, men, why did y'all stick around in an abusive relationship if you did? And what's your reason why? You know, let us know in the comments. If you need to call up, the call, the number is 678-661-1819. We are live on Caribbean Life Radio. Babas, what's your take, man? Because I know a lot of women, you know, they kind of, you know, they don't like to speak on it, man.
Man, I mean, as I said earlier, you just scared, you know, people being scared or, you know, love. Because love can make you do a lot of things, you know, that's not like
Is it love, though?
Yeah, sometimes it is. Or
for
or
them, that's their definition of love. Like,
yeah, that's,
once
that's
you realize, once you then leave that situation and then you get a taste of what real love is, then you'll know at that point you'll be able to define that at that wasn't love. But for them at that moment, that could be love.
Yeah,
Jesus.
It's after
what they think
years.
Is love, because sometimes people just look at it like, okay, this person has been here for me when I had nothing. This, we've been through this or we've been through that. The history, the, you know, like the, when the times are good, you know, people hold on to those things and they minimize the bad things that are, you know, causing trauma and pain to them, they minimize that for the good things because they probably already came from, like, trauma and pain. So the little bit of good makes them feel like it's love. That's why I feel like it's different for everyone. Some people just scared.
Scared that they're going to
start. Some people scared to start over. Some people don't want to, again, hit rock bottom or feel like this is their, like, this is their flow. This is where they're comfortable. Like,
anyone better.
So.
All our listeners, what do y'all think? Have y'all been in an abusive relationship that you just felt like, you know what? You know, maybe this too shall pass. You know, if you want to email us or if you want to DM us, you know, discreetly, this, you know, tell us what your experience is, you know, hit us up. Cause we want to know what it is that's going on. Cause I want to know what keeps people in an abusive relationship, you know, cause a relationship's supposed to be like, you know, it's not always peaches and cream, but it's supposed to be, you know, your peace. You're supposed to come home to that peace, you know, shout out to Wifey checking in, you know. But you're supposed to be on that piece. And why do y'all not, you know, search for that? Why do y'all not, like, you know, why is that not the goal? Because I guess that's what I'm asking. Why is that not the goal?
It should always be the goal, but I can't answer for anyone else.
I don't know. One thing I can add to that is just, like, some people take it's about soulmate. You know, some people say, oh, you can only find your soulmate once. And they might think that.
Wait, is that true? Soulmate. You think so?
That's what people say.
Wait, soulmate or being loved one? I mean, you could be in love multiple times, right? But I guess
you can experience different type of love.
Right, what's your definition of soulmate, Babas?
I don't know. I mean, that's my
Hold on. Everybody got these shades. I'm over here like, you know, these guys is looking kind of cool right now. You throw my shades on. These guys looking kind of cool right now. But yeah, I mean, what's your definition on that?
I mean, what I can say is just like, you know, that's my person. That's the person I just want to be with. That's the person I feel like, you know, that is my everything, that my other half, you know? Like, I see myself in that person, and that person see themselves in me, you know? It's like, there's nobody else out there, you know? So, I mean, that's what I think of it.
I mean, yeah. That's hard. It's just a tough subject, man. Who picked this topic? It was me. I think it was me.
It was already going.
I mean, it's tough though because it's like, you know, your person, and it's like sometimes this, like, they don't always are like that.
You're not gonna always like your person, but when you know you have this understanding and this bond, like, the love is always there. You don't always have to like your person. Some days, I'm sure, your wifey can't stand you, and you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I get on my wife's nerves.
So upset with her in a sense. So it's just like, but y'all still come together and keep building on this dynamic and this bond that you guys have, and y'all don't allow nothing to break that.
But you know what's crazy though, Baba? I saw this this meme or this like this meme the other day where they were saying, like, you know, some people, they jump into relationships, you know, after a year or two, you know, it's so great, and then, oh my God, I'm gonna marry this person. This person is dope. Then y'all get married and then move on, you know, y'all living together, and then it's like y'all expect that same love that y'all when y'all first started. Like, you gotta, in other words, you gotta continuously, like, build that. You got to continuously, like, try to pursue that person. You got to find different ways to fall in love with that person again.
And understand that person's growth, one another's growth, because nobody stays in the same place. So it's like,
but are y'all growth, before you go, are y'all growth, is this an individual growth or is this a growth?
No, like, individual personal growth. You are your own person and that person is their own individual person, right? And you guys just come together and build together, right? With two different personalities. So you're going to grow, that person's going to grow. Understanding growth and not expecting somebody to remain complacent allows that relationship to keep growing, because you don't expect that person to be the person y'all were like five years ago. Yep. You know what I mean?
That's
so
big.
Like, you have to be able to accept that people grow.
That's big.
Of the day, we are together. Yes, a force together, we are forced to be reckoned with, but I'm still an individual. So you have to understand that. I think that's what pushes through with relationships as well, too.
Shout out to my brother DJ L Bully. You know what I'm saying? Internationally known on the check-in. Bullies on the check-in. But yeah, for those of y'all that's just tuning in, we just talking about relationships. We know we spoke about that whole Diddy situation, Diddy and Cassie. Have y'all been in a relationship where it's just been just toxic, but you still stuck around? We want to know how, you know, your thoughts on that, you know, and why did you stick around? For those of y'all that's just checking in, we want to know what's going on. We live right now on the Culture Show, people. Talk to me, man. We here, baby.
I walked in the room, I got it, and I don't smoke banga. Did you check on me? Did you check on me? Did you notice me?
Once again, we are live right now on the Culture Show. Let me know what you think. Let me know your thoughts are, people, because we definitely want to know why do people do the things that they do. We're going to go to a quick break. We can get to some music. We here, baby. DJ Massive. We got Babas. We got Bellas here on the check-in. Let's go.
Fancy-ass DJs are in the
building.
You look for me. I walk in the room, I got red, and I don't smoke banga. Did you check on me? Did you check on me? Now did you notice me? Nobody will go in but I'm around. As I put a smile on my face, there's no side you can never face. And if you can't know me well, I don't. You won't see how buried I am inside my grave. Inside my grave. Cause you see people.
Studio, baby.
Put up a bottle of bread. Is this love? Is this love? Is this love? Is this love that I'm feeling?
Babas, where we at tonight? We outside tonight.
Is this love? Is this love? Is this love? Is this love that I'm feeling? I wanna know, wanna know, wanna know. Table.
This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want. That's my heart. Damn!
DJ Massive.
Once again, we live right now. We live right now in the mix. DJ Massive. We got Bella. We got Babas. It's the weekend. The weekend is here, baby. Talk to me. Talk to me.
Fancy-ass DJs are in the building. You are now rocking with DJ Massive, the Haitian Prince, ATL's top Haitian DJ.
I came through with some remixes today. Reds, I got a remix for you.
Change my answering machine now that I'm alone. Cause right now it says that we can't come to the phone. And I know it makes no sense, cause you walked out the door. But it's the only way I hear your voice anymore. It's been months, for some reason I just can't get over. And I'm stronger than this.
Bella, what up?
Get around with my head down, I'm so over being blue.
What you tell him, say you
so sick of.
Listen, how's the vibes right now? How's the vibes right now? So Bella, talk to me. I'm still stuck on this whole topic right here, because it's like I think it got a little deeper than we expected, because a lot of people are facing abuse in their relationships. Mm-hmm. And why do you stick around? Is the question. This is gearing off of the whole Diddy and Cassie allegations that she, you know, was reporting that there has been some abuse in their relationship, and you know, there was some rape and et cetera, allegedly. But then we wanted to go a little deeper and ask, why do you stick to these relationships? You know, why do you, if you're in an abusive relationship, why are you sticking in that relationship? Bella says, you know, it's, you know, you don't know what the person goes through. You don't know what their dynamics is. Is that safe to say?
Right.
So, you know, I mean, as a female, like, I know there's different layers to females, but why?
I really wish I could know the why, but that's why. It's just like, when it comes to those type of situations, the only thing you can be is an ear to a person and a shoulder, because everyone has their own whys. You get what I mean? And it takes for somebody to hit their breaking point to understand when they're ready to, like, set those boundaries and part ways or whatever they have to do. So
is it true, like, when they say when a woman's fed up? Have you heard that, Bob?
Yeah, it's really
true. Yeah, I've heard that. I mean, what I wanted to add to her is, like, there's the breaking point, or sometimes it's like when something really bad happened to that person, you know, let's say the partner, you know, like almost kill her, she didn't go to the hospital. That's when she started realizing all the people around her telling her, hey, you see what I'm telling you?
Wait, when you say something really bad happened, like as if something bad happened before?
I mean, it could have happened, but never get that bad, you know?
Like, I mean, the minute you put hands on somebody, it's that bad.
Nah, but there are some people that are still going to take it in and not get anybody else involved in this. They're still going to stick with it.
That's true. I guess you're saying as far as, you know, just keeping...
That's what I say. I mean, some people have that belief that, oh, it's going to get better. Like, they see the better in a person, so they don't see the bad. So it's just like, oh, maybe this is just like a dark side of this person that they're going to, like, that part of them can, like, come to an end and they can be a better person. Like, you see sometimes people see better in a person than what they see in themselves. So sometimes people stick around, although, like, sticking around is time wasted because you can lose everything and gain it back, but what you can't get back is time. However, it's just those processes in life that you just take. Like I say,
I like that you said that, because a lot of people are afraid to start over.
Right. And that's where it stems from sometimes. It's just like, again, you see the good in a person. It could be comfortable. You could be real comfortable in a situation. You could be scared. It could be not wanting to start all over, like not wanting to be rebuild or having a foundation with a person, good or bad. Like, everyone has their own why as to why they stay, and everyone has their own breaking point as to when they leave. So that's how I look at it. Cassie had her breaking point. Diddy probably had his too. You know what I'm saying? It's two sides of every story. And then there's three, the sides that we be telling.
Wait, so they say it's three sides of the story. The your version, their version, and the truth.
Right.
But isn't their own version the truth? Their truth?
It's their truth, right. Like, he probably felt like, oh, I loved her, and I gave her this, and I gave her that, and woo, woo, woo. Like, for example, the party next door and the Megan Stallion situation. Like,
I was going to bring that up next.
Like, he probably feel like what she did to him was just, like, heartbreaking and, like, you know, tore him apart. And
okay, so for those that don't know, can you let us know about that situation?
I wish I did know too much about it, but what I do know is this track, though, I will say, hey.
So Party Next Door.
Party stood on business because he mentioned her name, and that's something
we're going to see. I got to find that, man. So basically, Party Next Door came out with a diss track for Megan.
Right, pretty much express it. I guess this is, maybe we can say it's a diss track because that's what we would label it. However, it could be him just expressing how he feel or what he went through, you know, dating her or dealing with her. Like, everybody has their own truths, which is the truth.
Did Megan speak on it?
She hasn't yet, but she has, you know, made her music too with her own subliminals in there, you know, stating what her truths is on her hurt and trauma that she's experienced with Party. So, yeah.
I mean, you know, the internet.
You know, she said she found him in the bed with another woman, allegedly.
Okay,
Bella don't know.
But she act like, you see, I think all them bees be cap. They be cap because it's like she probably okayed it the first time around. They probably was getting freaky. You feel me? They probably was getting freaky, and then he probably just continued.
That's why you don't open up them doors.
So you saying, okay. Now you're taking it a whole nother. So you saying, like for example, if a couple is okay with you know, bringing another person into their room, mm-hmm. you're saying that it's not a good look to continue to go with that direction.
But did he do it without her? Because was the agreement where it just be both of them, or he decided to do it without her? Because allegedly, per her music, if you listen into it, she caught him in the bed with another woman. She wasn't there.
What you think, man?
I don't know, man. It's just a lot going on.
Celebrities be acting. Celebrities be capping.
I think.
I don't know.
Go ahead. I
want to
know.
No, I mean, I also want to add. There's also another situation about, like, you know, Lori and Idris.
Because I want to. Nah. His subscription, his time, his free trial was over.
Look, it's just so much going on. Right now, you know? So, just get really
faithful. Nah. For Lori Harvey, you know, I know some people be like, yo, that, you know, I'm trying to date Lori Harvey. She look like she just be snatching souls out here. What are you smiling for? You see, Bella, you know, Bella be on that big energy, though. Bella, that's why she gotta behave, because she, I don't know, her previous life, you might have been some snow snatching. Bella, what you smiling for?
What happened? What's going on in your mind right now?
You be snatching souls?
Give us a little tip.
You, You low key agree with Lori?
You know,
like, what you think it is jealous. That she just be going through? Shout out to Armani. Armani, you should be here with us right now. She didn't.
My girl ain't here, but shout out to you, girl.
Shout out to you, girl. I know you look cute or whatever, wherever you at, girl.
But Lori
she's
beautiful.
Okay, bestie, with the locks.
With the locks, yep.
Lori is beautiful. Do I agree with Lori? Listen, I'm such a, like, judge not free type of person. So it's like, girl, if the shoe fit, baby, you wearing it. Like, do your thing, to each his own. Like, I might could be like, even if, in a sense, it's just like, girl, do your thing, that doesn't mean it's like, I'm that type of woman. You get what I'm saying? But in a sense, if that's your definition of, listen, women, we don't have to deal with the bull. You get what I'm saying? Like, the same way Future doing it, I'm going to show you what a female Future look like.
So, in a sense,
it's just like, if that's what she's doing, stand on business, sis.
We're going to have to cut it. We're going to have to go to commercial or something. She activating right now. You see what I'm saying? Because I don't think, you know, women don't come for me. Don't come on that culture tip.
Oh, women ain't supposed to do that.
I just don't think that it's equal.
It's different.
It's a different kind of conversation that y'all don't want to have.
Yeah, we ain't even finna do that.
Cause really and truly, are men and women equal?
If I cut you open, is your blood red?
Don't do that.
It's always that. One thing we not finna do though. City girls always winning for 1,000. You
know, City Boys is winning.
One thing about it. But listen,
City Boys is up right now, bro.
But the problem is, City Boys supposedly has always been on the map, but women are showing you that they can do it too. So if a woman don't appease a man or satisfy a man to a certain level or a degree, it's good for him to drop her. But if a man don't satisfy a woman to a certain degree or a certain caliber, she can't drop him.
I don't think women need to be doing no dropping though.
Then this is why women stay in abusive relationships. Boy, bye.
You see what's going on? She holding her own. I feel you. She holding her own right
boy,
now.
Boy, bye. We not finna do that. Like, Lori showing out for the girls. She's showing the girls, like, girl, adjust your crown. You are the
prize. Okay, so I'm going to give you this. So, Lori, so you got a young little daughter. Although you got a son, you got a daughter. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And she looking up to Lori. That's okay? Mm-hmm.
Great question.
Put this music up real quick. Yeah, I think we got one. Ooh. City Boys is up right now. The question is, mothers, do you want your little daughter looking up to Lori Harvey?
Great question.
You feel me? That's how we come back with the win.
Okay.
That's why we are not equal. No, I'm not. I'm capping though, because at the end of the day, women have their own strength. Like, I ain't about to sit and do that. Like, women ain't out here, you know, doing great things. I just feel like, you know, it's just a different type of caliber. You feel
but
me?
But what is no, she doing right, so wrong?
But right now, I mean, that's,
she's out
that's
here giving she, free trials, bro. Like, it's
how
not,
you know? But how you know? How do you even know she's giving it up? Let's just be real. Sometimes men are infatuated by the physical. She might be, right?
Nah, come on, that's cap.
I mean, we're going to say it's cap, right?
They in a whole relationship.
But let's be real. Like, why is it so wrong? She young. She ain't catching nothing. She ain't got no kids. No, she living her life.
I mean, that's the thing. That's to go back to the same question they ask you.
Yeah.
If you're saying that.
You're saying, because you was talking. I thought you gave that lifestyle up, but I thought she wasn't a city girl no more.
Oh, baby, the city girl always in the blood.
Don't be playing with the city boys, too. You know
the city boys, we up there.
Yeah, we out here.
One thing about it, you could be a classy city girl. I'm going to keep it cute with it at all times.
Play with it and find out, twin. Don't play with it.
Don't play with it. Hey, that's to go back to the same question. Like, to this question, though. would you allow your your little girl, you know, to be bringing, you know, like,
just like I won't allow my son to be bringing girls in and out the house, I wouldn't allow my little girl to bring boys in and out the house, or even want that even in his adult life or her adult life. So for me, I stand on business when I say both sex, it's not cute either way it goes. You think it's cute when a man run in and out of every female he encounter with life? That's not cute.
So that means you'll snitch on your girl or your little boy.
Ooh, would I snitch on them?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. That was another question. I like how you did that, Baba. I'm
rocking with Baba on that one.
So the question, what's the official question? What's the official question?
Yeah, would you snitch on your little boy or little girl? You know, bringing several other
people. All right,
so parents, this is the question for y'all. If y'all have a son or if you have a daughter and they're dating, and you notice that they got multiple activities coming on. You know, whatever they Netflixing and chilling, whatever it is that they doing, are you okay with? Are you gonna snitch on your child if they bring home different type of people home?
That's the question.